pushing my moves and self-views. And the way that you perceive me easily turns to hide and seek, or aim and destroy you little girls and boys. Resent my early memories blocking the room, my viewfinder. Like burn the pictures, burn the schools, burn the cruel intentions. I laugh at the fire and feel peace when it's non-existent. Pendulum swinging, ripping for the sake of my mankind and guilty pleasure. I think I'm disappearing.
Sunday, February
7th,
2010. This is the Grindcast, episode 5. We're doing this shit.
We're still rolling.
We're doing it. We're still rolling.
We're rolling like Fred Durst.
So, you know, I gotta thank everybody who's tuning in and listening, and people who are fucking, you know, feeling our shit.
Yeah.
So, and I also gotta thank my dude Ruben Polo down near the Philadelphia area for giving me all these bands.
Heads up on the bands.
Music that we'll be playing tonight, most of it.
It's all from Philly.
Mostly. That was Robus One, I believe. Later you're gonna hear his band, Down Beast. You're gonna hear John Fonda, also from Philly. Wrong Answer, believe, also from Philly. And as a request from one of my other dudes, in, you know, Joe Pop, requested him RBHG, his GOG Razorblade Hand Grenade.
Straight up hardcore.
So this is kind of a hardcore show today, a little bit.
Yeah.
Little bit. A little
East
bit of
Coast
mix.
Hardcore show.
Yeah, kinda. So.
Should we enjoy?
Enjoy, guys. We're gonna dive right in here. I had a bad poop earlier.
Yeah.
From Taco Bell.
I just had the Volcano Box, and it was delicious.
Yeah.
$5, 2 tacos, burrito.
Yeah.
Cinnamon twists.
I should have got that shit when I ordered my stuff.
And the fucking employees in Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
When we walked in there.
When we walked in there, like,
all 4 of them standing behind the counter in a line.
Obviously,
and no one's there.
Obviously not doing shit for at least, like, you know, 15, 20 minutes before we got there.
Yeah, and we walk in and they look at us like they were fucking talking about us, and we just blew up their,
like,
fucking spot.
Yeah. Here we go. We gotta do something.
What the fuck?
Who
wants to eat?
She turns around, like,
slams the cup down.
Can I take your order? Can I?
I gotta smoke a cigarette in the freezer. So I'll give me your order.
Oh my god. This dude comes up to me last night when I was in Taco Bell. I haven't talked to him in like forever. And, I don't know. It was one of those situations where he's like,
didn't want to talk.
I was walking out of the place, and he was like, "Hey, Marcus, we never hang out anymore, dude." And I'm like, oh god, it was this dude I went to night school with. I was like, fuck, here we go. Turn around, he's like, "I give you my number like 20 times, man. When you didn't call me back, man, what's going on? I told you that I played drums, right?
We gotta play, man."
Oh, no, he was looking for a drummer. That's what it was. Oh. His, because he used to be, like, hardcore into rap, and now he's into hardcore.
Hardcore rap.
Hardcore, I guess, because, you know, people do that sometimes.
Yeah, they go from hardcore to rap.
But it was one of those, it was like,
thug.
One of those Larry David situations. Another situation I had like that in a Burger King not too long ago. I was fucking, because I'm fucking annoying with when it comes to, like, getting my change back, I guess, and shit like that. I go into Burger King, I order fucking small dollar fries. They give me like a large fry for some reason. They didn't even give me the large fry. They just charged me for the fucking large fry. So I'm like, yo, what is this about?
Yeah, a small fry. Like they're fucking making commission or something.
I don't know what their fucking racket was. But I went up, I asked the dude, I was like, Brittany's like, no, don't do it. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna fucking do it. Fuck this. I want my like 53 cents or whatever back.
They're gonna rub their sphincter on their on your fries that you get back.
No, it was like $1.50 or something more that they took. So I went up there and I took my shit. I was like, yo, this is my deal. Here's my receipt. I ordered small fries, They're like the dude who was like that amorphous blob type guy with like big serial killer glasses yeah. was like, okay, whatever. Doesn't like even actually didn't even say anything. He just immediately goes to the cash register, takes out like some coins and hands them to me. And I figured like, okay, he gave me the right change. So I go back, I sit in my seat and I'm like, he gave me half of what my fucking shit was. He still owes me like 50 something more cents.
He just fucking grabbed whatever.
He just took, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. So I'm sitting there and I'm like, I'm going to go back up there and say this shit. Brittany's like, don't do it. Don't do it. You're going to embarrass me. We're going to fucking. Suddenly this girl with her fucking two kids comes up to us, like chimes into our conversation, like, "Hey, I'm new in the area. I was just wondering, is there any cool places to hang out around here?
Do you guys
here?
Know any swinger bars?
Something weird like that." Her kids are like going nuts, jumping on the fucking seats in Burger King. She comes and like sits next to us then, and
just
her kids
them
are
there
like,
to fucking choke on. Fucking onion rings.
She wasn't even paying attention to them, and they were like jumping and like screaming, and she's just like, eat you.
She's trying to make friends and fucking.
Oh my god. She's like, all right, teen mom situation. Yeah. And she's like, where do you hang out? I live in the hideout. I'm like, oh my god, that's like fucking 5 miles away from me. I'm like, I hope Brittany doesn't say anything. Please, yeah. God, don't say anything.
Making friends at Burger King.
No. So I fucking. Suddenly the 53 cents doesn't matter anymore. Yeah. I'm like, I need to get the fuck out of here.
Stalker mode.
So I scarf down my meal as fast as possible. And I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom. I'm like, wash my hands. I'm like, fuck,
and
I
while
gotta
you
get
were
out
gone,
of here.
Yeah, you should have stayed there and fucking monitored their conversation.
I think I really had to piss or something. So I went, or something. I went to the bathroom, came out. I was like, please don't have said anything. I sit down. They're
so
still,
I'll be at your house tomorrow afternoon.
No. They're
bring
still talking.
My kids.
Thank God.
Yeah.
No, they're still talking.
You'll get a fucking babysitter, dude.
In the middle of their conversation, I feel like kind of an asshole, but I was just like, all right, we got to go. Because we're going to see The Fourth Kind, actually. It was that day.
So you did have an excuse?
Yeah, I was like, our movie's about to start. We were like a half hour early, but I was like, our movie's about to start. We got to go. And she kind of doesn't even say anything, gives us his look, and, like, looks down, like, we just shut her down, like, as a person.
She's going to go hang herself in the back of the back room of Burger King.
If for some reason she ends up hearing this, I'm sorry, but fuck, take care of your kids. Yeah. Don't try to go out and be like that other bitch.
Fucking friendly, denly to a fucking fast food place.
I just didn't want to have anything to do with it, so...
Wow. Talk about fucking
fuck
weirdos.
So, I don't know.
Yep.
Was there something you were gonna talk about?
Yeah, fucking gay rights group focus on helping gay penguins. A zoo in Germany has scrapped its plans to break up homosexual penguin couples.
Yeah.
After gay rights group protested against it. The zoo noticed that they had three penguin couples that turned out to be all male. In an attempt to encourage the penguins to reproduce, the zoo had flown in four females.
Huh.
And they didn't get to introduce them because a bunch of fags were protesting. They said, if those penguins want to be gay...
Let them be fucking gay.
Let them be gay. They're fucking gay already.
Yeah, but shouldn't they have the choice to...
Yeah, that's what they're fighting about.
That was
about.
The point. That was the point. You shouldn't force your gayness. That's like going...
Yeah.
That's like being like, you have
to
be gay.
Yeah, that's forcing...
You can't force
they
somebody
had no
to
other
be gay.
It's like jail. Zoo is like animal jail.
Yeah, and you're forcing these
That's
dudes...
why they're gay.
Yeah, they're gay. What
they're
the fuck?
Fucking locked in a fucking box with dudes all day. I'm not saying I'd be gay if I was locked in a box with dudes all day.
No, but I mean like what happens in prison, right?
Yeah, exactly.
No, these dudes are gay and then they have their fucking penguin bitches who sit on their fucking fake eggs. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the penguins do. Whatever. Because
they eat herrings and... Swim with polar bears.
What? That's true.
Yeah. 30% of Chinese adults live with their parents.
Chinese?
Chinese adults.
I think that's true in America, too.
Yeah. Definitely.
At this point.
2 million people in China live on less than $1 a day.
That's less crazy. Than $1 a day?
Yeah.
That's because they make ramen, so it's like it costs nothing. They're just taking home from the warehouse.
China is the source of 70% of the world's pirated goods.
Really?
And they make everything else, so they pretty much got like a hold on everything.
Oh, is that why that shit gets shipped to Chinatown in New York?
Everything's fucking made in China.
No shit. Yeah, that's true. And that's and everything is covered in fucking...
And they're pirating everything, too. So even shit that's in the USA.
And everybody's getting lead poison.
Yeah. Fucking baby toys and shit.
And now Toyota? No, that's Japan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're getting lead poisoning from the accelerator.
It's a systematic attack on the United States citizens. Like, they're trying to, like, lower the amount of people. I don't know.
They're trying to kill our sperm.
Trying to kill our sperm by introducing us to lead and...
Kill our sperm with hammers.
Hammers. There's a couple weird Google suggestions that I saw on allweirdnews.com. That was kind of a weird, cool
site. It's like when you type in a search word when you have half of it done.
Yeah.
And it brings up things that people have looked that are related.
That most people have looked up. So it's... my underwear is one of them. My underwear are always wet. My underwear smells like ammonia. Hey, we could say these in unison.
Yeah.
My underwear smells. My underwear smells like pee-pee. Pee-pee. My underwear...
Drawer.
That's not it. That's not funny. My underwear are always wet.
I just don't know why they're always wet. I mean...
That was like... That's a separate thing, too.
I don't keep my penis in my underwear, so...
That's gross. How many people are searching my underwear always wet?
My underwear collection. My underwear is yellow. It's not our yellow. It's my underwear is yellow.
Is yellow. My underwear is yellow. That's just how it is.
My underwear stinks.
And finally...
It's very stinky.
God bless my underwear.
God bless my underwear. So my underwear are always wet, smell like ammonia. They smell like pee. My underwear drawer is always wet.
It seems to be like there's a lot of people that have fucking...
yellow, stinky underwear.
Yeah, people have a lot of problems with their underwear, I guess. A lot of probably vaginal issues, I'm assuming.
Vaginal or penile issues.
Mm-hmm. I thought the other day, this is kind of unrelated, but people, as far as music goes, I was thinking, like, it would be interesting to do an experiment to see if dudes who, or women, any people who play video games, and like,
underwear.
Who play video games like, for example, Left 4 Dead, like action games,
mm-hmm.
would probably be more into, like, harder music and shit like that,
yeah.
whereas people who were into, like, emo and, like, more emotional music would be into, like, Final Fantasy
and fucking role-playing games
Zelda
and, shit,
and
yeah.
shit like that, so...
Action adventure.
That would be an interesting experiment. I wonder if somebody does that.
Yeah. Find it and tell us.
Do you want to read this? This is something...
I can't read that. It's too small.
You can read that.
No, I'm good. You read it.
All right.
Read this now.
This is a memo from a chop shop to somebody, I guess. It's about some crappy van, I guess. As of December 1st, 2009, I don't want to see any more fucking Dodge Caravan in here. Especially the newer ones, 2007 to 2009. They're worthless and I won't pay you even a penny for them. Don't even bother selling them because they're two of my boys have been snagged since summer because these stupid minivans broke down while they were driving them over here.
Other Why would SUVs. You steal a fucking minivan?
Yeah, I really, like, what the fuck? I mean, I guess because they could sell them at, you know, auction, fake auto auctions and shit like that. I've been to some shady-ass auto auction one time. It was a little weird, but that's another story. Anyway, don't waste my time with crappy old cars. None of the little environmental green pieces of shit either. If you piss me off, you won't be getting the bail money if you get pinched. I will let you fucking rot in jail. I will also repeat, don't ever come here first. Stop at one of the safe garages for at least, it's like Grand Theft Auto, for at least two hours before coming here, because if any of you bring the cops here, I will make sure that Johnny pays you a visit at home, management. Yeah. So, don't try, I mean, I guess the lesson here is, if you don't want to get ripped off by the mob, get a Dodge Caravan.
Yeah.
So
if you want to keep your fucking four wheels in your driveway,
get a Dodge, Pinto. Get a nice old Dodge or a Pinto or a piece of shit. Like,
or a nice environmental.
Or a nice Prius with the sticky gas pedal. It's actually not, it's not sticky, I found out. It's electronic.
It's not sticky, it's tacky. It's a sticker bush.
Damn, we're at 16 minutes already. All right, I guess we're going to play the first song, right?
It's time for music, everybody.
Time for music. This is a cool band.
Gather around, kids.
They're called John Fonda, and they're from South Pennsylvania. And this is a cool song, 94 WSP. Hey, it's Miss Robinson, right?
It's a Beatles song or something, or the Monkees.
And I got a letter from a man that...
Oh, wait, that wasn't the one I was thinking about. This is the one I was thinking about. Devin Station Afraid. I just don't know really what the hell that was in the beginning and the end, or the middle of the song. I think
Like playing this shit on cassette discs or anything.
This is straight off the MySpace. So there may be technical difficulties. Sometimes my internet, my router is a piece of shit, so it goes out, and I may have to
lose information.
Run downstairs real quick, and then Sean might read you a story.
Yeah.
To do that. So, that was John Fonda. Those guys are cool. Defenestration of Prague?
Yes.
That's a cool name. Anyway,
Prague.
Something you wanted to talk about, right? About cool stuff?
Yeah. Forget Mr. Right. Settle for Mr. Good Enough. Still thinking the perfect man is out there? Author Lori Goblith wants you to think again. And wake up call, marry him. She argues women should just get realistic about love and settle down with Mr. Average.
Mr. Average.
Yeah.
That's like me.
Yeah.
So
it's
I
like
guess
settling
that's...
for the guy who works at the gas station.
Yeah.
With like 6 teeth in the front of his face.
Stop thinking that you're gonna end up with some fucking
Hugh Grant or something.
Hugh Grant. I guess that's is that a good
get your fucking mind out of chick flick mom movies.
Mom mode.
You're not gonna marry Harrison Ford.
No. Or Jack Nicholson. Well, I mean, yeah, you're gonna marry Jack Nicholson, but the fucking broke, poor,
fucking
fatter, like, fartier version of Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
The
pawn shop version of Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, Sean's peeking a lot because we had. I'm the only one with a pop filter here, so. Pop.
I'm like popcorn. I'm throwing it down like it's fucking buttery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, what are you gonna do?
I don't know. This is pretty cool. Man saved on frozen sea by webcam spotter. A woman was watching the sunset on a webcam, and she spotted a man walking on the ice. Watch the sunset save a life, the article is. A woman admiring the sunset on a tourist webcam in North Germany spotted a man who was lost on the frozen North Sea and probably saved him by alerting authorities on Wednesday of this week.
Huh.
And, the man climbed over an ice pack off the coast to photograph.
He went to photog that nigga.
He went to paparazzi the sunset.
Oh, the sunset as that nigga.
Because Lady Gaga was dancing in front of the sunset.
Nice.
Yeah, on the frozen sea.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. So he's safe. He was taken off the scene.
That's good.
Yeah. But that's pretty crazy. You're just fucking... Oh, he was using his camera flash as a signal. And that's how she saw him.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Just one of those random fucking webcams. Probably on that live cam app on here. I'm gonna start fucking saving lives on that fucking app.
Yeah. I look at that shit a lot. That's a good app. I mean...
And so, yeah, the fucking first time I did it, I hit random.
You went to Scranton?
No, I hit random,
oh.
And fucking, it brings up this fucking kindergarten class in China, and I was like, this is some fucking perverted
that's
shit.
That's weird.
Like, people watching five-year-olds play with blocks.
I'm sure that someone is jerking off to
yeah, some kind
that.
Of a fucking fetish cam.
I'm quite sure that some motherfucking weird motherfucker, because that's free,
some guy
that?
Who has fucking socks on his arms and
yeah.
fucking a toothbrush in his ass.
The tiptoe on the tulips guy
yeah.
from fucking...
fucking Tiny Tim Singer.
Speaking of that, we're watching To Catch a Predator Marathon right now.
Oh, yeah.
On mute.
While the Super Bowl is playing, by the way, as we're recording this.
Oh, that's true.
The Doucher Bowl.
The Doucher Bowl. I'm not really... Who's playing? Who's
I don't
doing?
Give
who's
fuck.
Playing the Super Bowl?
A group of muscle-bound faggots 1 and 2.
No.
Yeah.
Well, don't say that because that's...
Oh, come on.
But, I mean, you know, I was never into that type of shit. I have
yeah.
friends who play that shit, so, right?
Yeah, my brother's into that.
Yeah. I'm into paintball.
Yeah, paintball's good.
But does that make us, like, hicks because we live in Pennsylvania?
And we shoot each other
and
in
shoot
the
shoot each
woods.
Other?
We hide behind trees and... Or does that make us pretty fucking gangster for PA?
Is that gangster?
It's gangster.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
But... I don't care. I feel pretty gangsta doing it.
I feel
it,
gangsta
so I'm
doing
gonna...
it. I started doing it because in New Jersey, actually. I never
yeah.
did it like before that. So
so fuck them. I'm gangsta.
F them.
As they come. I'm as gangsta as they come.
So
what?
I have a story here.
Read me this fine story.
This is a true story. It's kind of... I was laughing my ass off as I fucking... did this. I woke up in the morning and I really had to piss. My dad was in the bathroom.
I walked in on your dad about an hour ago taking his shit.
That was funny. I saw your face.
Oh, sorry,
BM. Making a BM, right?
Yeah, I was going to say BM was BMing. And
God. So I had to really piss and the only thing I can do, because it's fucking 2 degrees outside... I grabbed a cup that I had previously used, and I washed it right after.
Yeah.
All right, so I grabbed a cup that I previously used for chocolate milk, and there was chocolate in the bottom of it.
Jesus. It was like so, pissy diarrhea.
As I pissed, it came up and it was chocolate piss, but I was like, I think I was like, we just smoked right in the morning. So I was like laughing hysterically as this piss, as the piss was like filling up and finally it was like to the top of the cup and I was like, oh my god. Like,
pinching the tip, getting ready to fucking,
getting
ready for a backup cup of orange juice.
Round two.
Round two, hand me the fucking Aquafina bottle.
Do you like to buy things and tell all your friends about them?
Indeed, I like to shove it in their face.
Blippi.com is now, quote, the Twitter of personal finance.
Ooh.
And you set up, what you do is you set up your credit card or debit card to this thing. So, and people can track your purchases.
What? They can see what you're buying?
They can see everything that you buy.
Why the
like,
fuck would you want that?
I have no idea. I could see why maybe celebrities would want it.
Yeah.
As like, I'm like promoting this thing.
Oh yeah, like fucking.
And people are tracking
mad
it.
Free advertisement.
Right, but well, I mean, probably not free. Like they probably pay them to buy this thing, but it, whatever. And but regular old dudes, like, no, I don't want you seeing that I'm buying like fucking synthetic urine and
condoms and lubricant.
Lube, and I don't want you to see my dildo collection and
all the flavors of Chex Mix I enjoy to buy. Man.
Don't do it. Fuck Blippi.com. That's all I gotta say. Why would you want to do that?
But, a .com I do support is Woot.
Woot.com
is a good buying site. One deal, one day.
One deal, one day, bitch.
Mass sell one product every day for a pretty cheap price every day, and it's usually good stuff.
Yeah.
It's easy. And then there's Woot Shirt, Woot Kids, Woot Wine, which gives out all of the specified.
I check out Woot Kids.
I check out Woot Shirt. They got some nice t-shirts.
They do have nice shirts. And they have
and they're usually $10.
They're usually they're all $10 with $5 bucks shipping.
Yeah, so $15.
Everything is $5 shipping flat, which is really cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Didn't we have an R&B song that we wanted to sing?
I have a public service announcement.
Oh, yeah, do you do that?
Shh. Toxic house plants poison more children than household chemicals.
No way.
Uh-oh.
Is that true?
Uh-oh. Put the pledge away, Mom. You're killing your kids.
Wait, you mean the chemicals?
Like,
no, take the pledge out.
Yeah. Yeah, I said put it away. Oh, yeah.
No, take it out.
Take that shit out.
Take it out and give it to the kids because
fucking
it's obviously safer than the plants.
The cabinet under your sink because that shit's fucking a death trap.
Cut your plants up. It's throw them outside and then spray fucking
Glade
in your
plants,
house.
Not the fucking chemicals.
Give your 2-year-old daughter the Glade so she can freshen up her room herself.
Get
my first Glade.
Huffing. Yeah. That's good.
It comes with an eye wash.
It comes with an eye wash and pills of Epicac. I bought this cactus. It has Epicac and a gag spoon. I was wondering. He says if the gag spoon is lost, just use your toothbrush.
Just use your toothbrush.
Not your grandma's denture toothbrush. Stay away from that.
Did you see that new movie with Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan?
No.
Cop out.
Bruce Willis. And Tracy Morgan. Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan.
A dynamic duo of Bad Boys quality. Bad Boys 2 quality.
That's what I was thinking. Like fucking Will Smith.
Yeah.
And fucking
Marlon.
Martin Short.
Martin Short.
Yeah.
Martin Short.
Jiminy Glick. This summer. Will Smith and Jiminy Glick in
Really Bad Boys 3
with their pants down.
That's the worst part of the movie.
Yeah. Oh, in 3D.
Really Bad Boys 3D.
3D.
That 3D television, do you have to wear glasses to?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that sucks.
Not HD.
3D.
And now you hear fucking radio stations. HD radio!
Yeah, what is that? I don't hear it any different.
I know.
And what is 3D television?
No, we're in HD. We're going to say we're in HD, and it's going to make your mind hear it different. Make your ears take
yeah,
it
we're
different.
In HD.
Yeah, we're in HD.
And come if anybody's listening to this, and they can maybe hear like a small, like kind of a hiss.
Probably
you hear that?
The refrigerator.
I don't know what it is. So if you can call in our number and or email us and tell us how the fuck to fix that problem, I'll give you our specs on what we're freaking recording with. So yeah. Anyway, continue with what you're saying.
I completely forgot what I was talking
about. Sorry. Can I say something?
What?
How do you call a midget Puerto Rican?
How do you call that?
A speck.
That was my dad, everybody. Thank you. Did you know that Dungeons and Dragons is banned in prisons in Delaware? I believe it's Delaware.
What? Because it... What? Promotes captivity? Or Dungeons.
Because... I think because the guards... The thing they were talking about was that the guards made it look like they were planning an escape. So
yeah.
They were like...
Dungeons and Dragons
characters. You're not doing this.
This Harblaw represents the Fifth Gate.
Really, like, these fucking metal nerds in prison are like, what is your... I need my dice. They're, like, scratching.
My dice.
And my 10-sided dice.
They're probably fucking playing craps with the dice and shit.
Yeah. I wonder if they bet cigarettes on that shit.
Cigarettes and fucking... Weak men.
If you defeat my third level bridge twirl, I'll give you 3 cigarettes out of my anus.
And I'll let you smoke them out of my cock.
anyway.
Prison. I never plan on going to prison.
There was a lady in an art museum somewhere, and I heard this on Wait, Don't Tell Me. She tripped over something. And put her hand through a Picasso painting.
What?
Yeah.
You think that shit would be, like, farther away from that rope?
I guess she went through the rope. She, like, tripped and was like...
She must have been one fucking clumsy bitch
it was
to
like,
fall, like...
She must have been... It must have been one of those falls, like, where they
yeah,
fall...
Where they're flailing their arms backwards for
like
a
just
minute.
When you're like, just fall already.
Yeah.
Get it over with. She tried to stop herself, and then finally
she
the Picasso.
She did 3 somersaults and a backflip before she hit the Picasso. There were marbles underneath her feet.
Jesus Christ. Yeah,
marbles and banana peels.
Banana peels.
Whoa.
Odor rules.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going to come up on the second song here. This is a request that my boy Joe Paparooney from... actually, it's just Joe Pop. From New Jersey.
He's a cool dude.
This is a band from New Jersey. They're
Razor
called...
Razor Blade Hand Grenade.
Hand Grenades. So, check them out. They're fucking HXC, son.
For show.
What if I finally turn into what they've always said I was gonna turn into? A maniac. A psycho killer.
That song was called Skinned and Stuffed.
Skinned and Stuffed.
By Razorblade Hand Grenade. Razorblade Hand Grenade, son. G-O-G, motherfucker.
G-O-G, straight out of Union? No?
No, like Newark. Yeah, Brick Union City? Union 2.
Brick
Union
City. 2. Is Brick City Bricktown?
Newark.
Town?
No. That's Newark.
So I was born in Bricktown.
Really? I was born in...
Well, right by Seaside Heights.
I was born in New York, but I was raised in Elizabeth and then moved to Union.
Yeah.
Son. Anyway.
Yep.
So, what I was going to talk about next was very alluring. It was... Actually, no. It's very fucked up, is something that I wanted to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
This fucking cat lady that you heard about around here that was piercing, right? You heard about that lady?
No, piercing cats?
Piercing cats' ears and selling them on eBay.
Cats with pierced ears?
Cats. She was selling them as goth cats. As goth cats. Or goth kitties, whatever. So, this lady gets 5 years in jail. For cruelty to animals.
Yeah, because they gotta itch their fucking ears and they're gonna eventually rip that shit out or something, man.
Also, like, a lot of people called in and were like, that's the same as all these kids running around with all these metal in their face and blah, 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 blah. But you know, and it's really not because they have fucking different nerves.
Yeah,
and
we have choices to do that.
They had the backs of their necks pierced. They had the top, the bat, like right above their tail pierced and stuff, which they're going to pull at that, you know?
Yeah, they're going to, that's irritating, you know?
And they were infected, I think, when they confiscated the cats.
Fuck, man.
Anyway, this lady gets fucking 5 years in jail. Whatever. Next, the same case... Next case was this fucking dude who fucking, let me see what his name is here. Hold on, I have it right here. Peter Flanagan of fucking Kingston, you motherfucker. Charged with rape. Okay, listen.
Is this the guy with the...
This is the guy
asylum?
I was telling you about.
Oh, yeah.
He fucking raped this mentally retarded...
This is bad. I'm not laughing.
This mentally retarded woman... Who he was the he was taken care of. He was like the nurse or something, and she apparently gave birth to his fucking stillborn baby.
And she didn't even know what sex was and shit, right?
Right.
She didn't know what the fuck was going on the whole
time. She didn't know what was sex was when they interviewed her. She didn't know how women got pregnant.
Where babies came from.
She didn't know where babies come from. She was fucking, you know, retarded. Fucking this dude. Gets fucking... She has his fucking stillborn baby. And goes to jail or whatever for a little while. Goes to court. The fucking jury of 12 people... I don't know where the fuck they got these people, but they found this motherfucker innocent. And he walked that fucking day. Dude,
he just
what
fucking
the
straight
fuck?
Up.
I don't know where the fuck they got these people from, but...
Like, you know where you can find him again, though.
Oh my god!
You know where you can find him.
I don't. Yeah, no,
Special
I don't know.
Special Olympics.
Jesus Christ, dude! I mean, that's something that Britney said that he. Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah, that is fucked up.
I just got that.
Well, at least you know where to find
him. That's true, but no, when they interviewed him when he was going to his fucking car, he was like, they were like, what are you planning on doing? Are you planning
on... one of those inside stories where they're chasing him down the sidewalk.
He was still in handcuffs, he was going to get released.
Yeah.
And they were like, what are you going to do? Are you planning on seeing her again? He's like, yeah, I'm planning on seeing her real soon. Like...
They should have fucking put him right back into the courthouse right
what?
Then.
But they can't charge him for the same crime twice.
Double jeopardy shit, man.
So what the
that's
fuck?
Bullshit.
He's gonna keep raping this fucking woman.
And that shit's local, man. That's like a county away
this
from us.
This motherfucker.
Wow.
And his thing was, his plan, his plot was like that they were in love and they were planning on getting married and whatever.
Yeah, if she didn't know what the fuck childbirth was and where babies came from, she didn't know what...
They didn't give too many details in the court, but what I can imagine is that when they asked her, are you planning on marrying this man, she probably just said yes.
Yeah, because that's the only love she ever known, you know?
Well, that...
And she was forced into it.
That and maybe she didn't even know what she was saying at the time, like what she was saying yes to.
Yeah, she's crazy, you know?
Well, not crazy, but you know what I mean. Oh, man, it fucking drives me crazy, dude. What the fuck?
No, I don't know.
Where's Dexter, dude?
I haven't seen
Where's
Dexter.
Where's Dexter?
Right here. Oh, my God. This is local, too. This is in Easton, PA.
Easton.
Yes, Easton, PA. An Eastern PA man was charged after he allegedly broke into a home, cut his hair, prepared fried chicken before being discovered. The man was charged with breaking into the Easton home about 50 miles north of Philly. According to the court documents, the homeowner returned to his home Sunday to discover the man watching TV cooking fried chicken. Authorities said the man threw a rock through the front door window to get inside and have appeared to rummage through everything and pick out what he wanted. And
like food?
Yeah, no, like jewelry probably.
Oh, and then he just stopped and made fried chicken?
Like, oh man, I'm getting a little scruffy in my head.
Might as well get a snack while I'm...
Oh, there's some chicken.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Save me a trip to Taco Bell.
Oh, wow, they got a deep fryer, man. No, you know, he took a shower, too.
Like so, I just said, save me a trip to Taco Bell for the chicken. Some people are like, what are you talking about? We have a Taco Bell Express.
KFC Express.
It's both.
We double that shit.
We double up.
We don't mess around with fucking rent costs around here.
We like, what up. Did I say the other day when I was when you were like, I was like, you want to go to Subway?
Yeah. You know, we can go to Subway and, you know, get some of those little pizzas. We're like, you go to Subway and get fucking pizza. That's like going to Pizza Hut and getting a sub. Like, you get subs from Subway.
I go to Pizza Hut and I get a panini.
Panini. You look like you need a panini. Oh, man. This is also related to the fast food industry.
What's up?
Shamrock shakes appear tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, I love my shamrock shakes straight out of Mickey D's.
That's awesome.
Yeah, starting February 8th, Shamrock Shakes are back. So
I thought that was only like a...
Girl, hit those shits up.
When is Irish Day?
Irish Day? St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
I'm really Irish, and I don't even know. My name's Sean Patrick O'Rourke, and I don't even fucking know when.
Why did you just give away your whole name?
People are gonna...
you don't care?
I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
If they take the time to fucking steal my identity, they can have it, because I don't have credit. Or so fuck that.
Maybe you could trade identities
with
somebody.
I want to be fucking Arthur Treacher.
Who's that?
The guy, I don't know. The guy who has that little line, Arthur Treacher's.
Oh.
With the hush puppies and that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I was talking about, No. Wait, what were you talking about?
I was talking about Arthur Treacher's.
There's Polio and Sucus.
Polio
and Sucus.
And Sucus.
Those are two names of crocodiles who croc trainers have taught their names, and whenever they call them by their names, they come to them.
Oh.
But the only question is, why do you want to call a crocodile to you?
It's supposed to show the animals have some mentality.
Yeah, that's true.
They're not as fucking dumb as they appear.
I don't know if I mentioned this last week. It's not here, but there was a guy from AT&T who donated a whole shitload of money to Haiti through the AT&T phones on
the
display.
Oh, the text thing? Oh, right.
On the display phones in the store. He just donated a shitload of money.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and...
That's a good idea,
They
though.
Found out, and they just kept the money, because, like, what are they going to do?
Yeah, I mean, they fucking need it more than some fucking Radio Shack fucking manager.
It was an AT&T store.
Oh, really?
So they have fucking tons of money.
Who gives a fuck? I'm going to go do it in my local Radio Shack.
Just do it as much as fucking possible.
Yeah.
I watched the SOS thing the other day. Actually, I think it was last night with, it was a Haiti thing to donate, like, money. Fucking two things about that thing, okay? One thing was Damian Marley's hair is fucking crazy. His dreads are, like,
Marley,
all the way down to the fucking floor, no lie. Second... You know Pete Wentz from Fallout Boy?
Yeah.
He is an asshole,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, he is one fucking big goofy tooth bastard, man.
Dude, he fucking... He looked like he was fucked up on something when he was
there. He probably
was.
And he was fucking, like, married to... What's her name's sister?
He was kind of, he was laughing and stuff, like, on the television. And it was being simulcast in Haiti, like, on a giant television. And he was, like...
Fucking mocking them.
Kind of, sort of passively mocking, like, kind of like... not taking it seriously, like, we're waiting for your water, and a $20 donation will bring water, and we're sitting here.
We're just waiting.
And we're waiting for your water.
I have, like, $6,000 in my pocket, but...
And, dude, you didn't see him again after that. They must have kicked him off, because he was a dick.
Yeah, fucking Bono kicked his ass backstage.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Anyway, fuck Pete Wentz, that's
fuck
all I
Pete
gotta
Wentz
say.
Fuck Pete Wentz and fuck Fall Out Boy.
An
ant, when intoxicated, will always fall to its right side.
Really?
Yeah. True story, man.
True fact.
True story. And armadillos can contract leprosy.
Is this true fact segments?
Yeah, I guess so.
All right, go.
Left-handed people live slightly shorter lives than right-handed people.
Wow. I think that's a lie.
American Airlines saved $40,000 in 1987 by eliminating one olive from each salad in first class.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
True story.
You know how much money they could save if they just fucking, I don't know anything about planes. I can't say anything.
They increased the thrusters and they...
if they took the throttle switch and moved it 2 centimeters to the
landing
to the left,
gear,
they would save $32,000 in wiring.
If all the pilots weren't so drunk, they would be 10 times more aerodynamic from... I don't know. We're just babbling on. Topless saleswomen are legal in Liverpool. Liverpool, England, of course. But only, get this, only in tropical fish stores. So women can sell tropical fish topless. That's probably the only scenario I would want to buy
a tropical fish. All right, so next time we go to England,
we're going to fucking check out some fish stores.
Maybe we'll do a presentation on our 100th episode.
Yeah, we'll do a grindcast. We'll go to fucking Liverpool and find these topless fucking fish stores, and we'll do a live cast.
We should do an episode from Brazil this summer.
Yeah. When we're captured.
We're going to go to Brazil. We're going to be captured, and we'll do an episode interviewing our captors and
pleading for our negotiations and release.
Whereas the American people won't really give a shit, and they probably won't ever hear it. Because it'll just be presented on the show, so...
So, yeah.
The 20 people or whatever that have actually listened to it, if that,
they'll
thank
at least
you.
Know we're there.
They'll know.
Maybe they'll tell our parents and, you know.
Why do we do this again?
I don't know. Because we're fucking bored in Northeast PA.
Yeah.
So. First black female POW tells her tale. So, from
really?
Iraq, yeah.
From
first,
Iraq?
First black female POW. Prisoner of war.
Was she like molested?
No, I don't think so. 7 years after becoming.
Holy shit.
Oh, no, she was in the army for 7 years.
Oh, okay.
First black female prisoner. Yeah, so I didn't get too much information on that besides that.
Well, that's pretty crazy,
she
though.
She was the first.
She tells her tale.
Yeah. And that's pretty bad. On other black news. A black chicken who spent 2 months dodging cars, coyotes, and captors at a busy Glendale intersection, Glendale, California, is a sitting duck no more. Berna Arnold and her 8-year-old son said they used fishing nets to catch the elusive hen and move her to their semi-valley home where she lives with a horse.
Nice.
A bearded dragon and 3 other chickens. So
so she's back with her crew.
He's got a cock, a horse, and a fucking
her crew, her ABC crew.
Yeah, the bearded dragon and her do a dance routine.
Yeah,
it's pretty nice.
Nice.
Yeah, so that chicken's safe.
So we're gonna come up on our third song. This is A Life Once Lost.
I played with them also.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. This song is called Vulture.
You feel this abroad, this staring gaze at our end.
And we're back.
And we're back. So that was A Life Once Lost.
Yes.
They're also from Philadelphia.
Before we go on, I forgot to tell you, Marcus, I am going away next weekend.
For what?
I'm going with my girlfriend to the Philadelphia Zoo for Valentine's Day.
Oh, damn, Valentine's Day.
And I will be
Day.
Staying with my sister down in Philadelphia. That reminded me.
Okay.
You said Philadelphia. So, for those of you who may miss our beautiful, seductive voices, we may record a second episode if Marcus's time, his tight schedule allows, maybe later this week before I go.
Yeah.
We'll record it and get it up early for you or something.
Because I'm not going to do an episode without my homie.
Yeah, we got to be featured, man.
So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we got to do this shit.
So, you know, we'll do one, we'll do two next, that following week or something.
This week.
Yeah.
This week coming up.
Coming up.
Which this will probably be out Monday.
Yeah. This will be out Tuesday. Like tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Hopefully. Late Monday, early Tuesday.
I found a better way to upload this shit, so. Thanks to Internet Archive and
thank you,
their Internet free Archive. Internet Archive.
Yes. And the number, if you wish to give us anything.
It's
spit that bitch.
That's 641-715-3900. What's the extension? It's 83097, bitch. 83097, bitch. 83097, bitch. Anyway.
Okay.
So, actually, I have a voicemail from that, but I'm gonna wait till we have a couple of them together to play.
Yeah.
Last couple of seconds, minutes.
Actually, before we do that, I want you to tell them about the treat we had for you, but got deleted into the air.
What's that?
Your voicemail.
Oh, God. It was on Brittany's mom's fucking...
Brittany is your...
My girlfriend's
your
mom's.
Gal?
My gal's mom's. Freaking voicemail phone. And it was some dude who had the wrong number talking about... He was like, yeah, this weekend, bro, we're going to get together and get some kielbasa. And if you can get like an open-minded female, young female... And I'll get Donna over
and
here,
we can,
and we'll just do
rape
the
her.
Old. No, we'll just do the old. And it was very creepy, and I can't believe it got deleted. I'm so sorry.
Yes, it would have been a fine treat. It would have been Christmas morning premiere firsthand creep.
I was gonna use that for the fucking first thing,
the intro,
the intro.
By the way, who was the intro artist tonight?
That was Robus One.
Robus One. I don't know if you said that. I think you did.
I think I did. So yeah, this is a dream that I had that I thought was going to be like a good idea for a movie, and so I just like wrote it very quickly into my iPod. So I'm going to give it to Sean, and he's going to read it. So we'll see. He's going to read it verbatim. Boom.
Coming March 15th to a theater near you.
2012.
Opening scene. Open to a guy in a torture room. From behind. Looks like main guy, but is young. Dude. Fade to white. Guy lives in a cabin, has no lines except in flashbacks. Huge scars on his throat, back, and chest. Scene opens and falls. Proficient woodsman, a sporter, excellent musician. Flashbacks to playing music for his family. I'm so happy. He looks like a different person with shaggiest hair now. Scene sets into winter. Out in the woods hunting one day. One afternoon, he finds a kid in the woods. He looks like he's 20 years old. He's freezing, starving, and unconscious. Takes him home and nurses him to health. dude wakes up to a guy playing guitar in a room with many electronics, and he's just so confused. So some surveillance and some others unknown.
Notice the other... Wait, oh. I just want to make a note that the other character was not in my dream. That was added...
It's not your dream guy?
No. The whole thing was just like the
action. He's not the guy
thing.
Of your
but
dreams?
Anyway, he's not my dream dude.
Okay. The guy wakes up. Startles. Guy who takes a distant defensive stance with his guitar. Dude is cool. Don't worry. Comic relief.
He's comic relief.
Applause and laughter. Applause. Applause, applause. He starts asking him questions and communicating differently. Difficulty.
Ensues.
Until Guy writes simple answers on a small dry erase board, which he snatches from the fridge. Car drives up a gravel driveway. Guy checks the plate through the surveillance cameras and mirrors and runs through the computer. Who is this? He gets on his background check app. It's not even in there. Man gets out of the car wide. Eyes wide open. Then narrow. Flashback. Incident. One normal night, car driving on county
roads. This is the incident of how he lost his voice.
You didn't say that. That wasn't even in here yet.
Well, that's the...
All right, a car on country roads coming home from a family gathering. Car accident. Car accident. My wife and baby are in the car. Turns out to be planned hitman hired by the government because he was unintentionally overheard classified information about the U.S. planning future terrorist attacks on itself.
That was like, I pictured him in like an alley, like... like in the inside of a dumpster, yeah. And like some
there's a one inch crack. Two guys in trench coats.
Two guys in trench coats. Like, yes, I'm glad to meet you here, Mole.
Trench coats and what are those derby hats?
Yeah, and the big like mustaches.
Yeah. Yes. So the U.S. government is planning attacks on itself. I'm going to pass the narration on to my friend Marcus here.
Oh, God.
Scene 2.
Where's this? Car and driveway?
No, where he overhears the information. Scene 2. Dumpster town.
This is long as hell.
Actually. Yeah, I know. That's why I didn't want to fucking read the rest of it.
I forgot how much I wrote on this. Fuck this.
Oh, fuck that.
Alright.
I had a dream the other night that me and my girlfriend were at some weird house, and we were parked across the street from it, and she walked out of the car and went towards the house, and I followed her, like, 30 feet behind her, and I looked down the road, and there's someone in, like, one of those big fucking... those costumes when you go to Disney World?
Yeah,
a big fucking Buzz Lightyear costume walking down the road towards me. And I just fucking ignored it and kept walking towards the house. And I was like, what the fuck is this dude doing?
You ignored it? Were your thoughts when you saw
this? This guy's gotta be tripping or something. He stole someone's Buzz Lightyear suit and is fucking blasting down the country road. And then he starts fucking chasing my girlfriend, and I started chasing him. And, like, I got my knife out, and I was ready to, like, cut his throat when I caught him.
I just want to put a little,
synopsis.
A little, addendum here. Yeah. A little affidavit. Okay. That's what it is. That you always carry knives.
A cleft
note.
So
don't fuck with this motherfucker, because he will shank your ass.
A cleft note.
Cliff note.
Cliff note?
Cliff.
Yes, whatever.
.com.
So I was about to cut Buzz Lightyear's throat, because he was chasing down Miguel, and I rip his fucking... furry head off, and
furry.
It's some kid who rode my bus like in middle school or something. And he's like, "Oh, I'm just messing around, man." And I'm like, "That's not fucking messing around, man. You're in a Buzz Lightyear costume. That's scary shit."
That's pretty scary.
That's pretty disturbing.
Yeah, that's kind of disturbing.
Yeah.
And I'm sure a psychologist would have many questions to
ask. I don't
ask
know
you.
How he would interpret that dream.
I'm not sure.
That I maybe watched too many Disney movies when I was a kid / teenager.
Maybe Buzz Lightyear is a sign of...
Oh, you know what? My girlfriend did relate Buzz Lightyear. Because earlier that day we were in Walmart.
About it.
And we were going through the Valentine's Day candy aisle, and there were Toy Story lollipops. And then she's like, "You know what? You probably thought of Buzz Lightyear because we saw those lollipops."
True. True that.
Yes, indeed. And last week I said her car got robbed. She got her CD case back.
What?
The cops found it in another car that dude robbed.
Wow.
He took what he wanted and fucking left.
They found the dude?
No, they found her CD case in another car that he robbed.
Oh, he was just like, "I don't want this shit anymore."
He left like fucking Monster Ballads and like the Twilight CD and fucking...
He took her good CDs.
Yeah, and fucking left the shitty stuff.
And left it in another car.
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy.
It's stupid.
And it's crazy that fucking happened to your girlfriend.
I know. And another crazy thing.
What the fuck?
The house my girlfriend lives in now, I used to live in. Before she did.
Really?
And she has my bedroom that I used to live in when I was a kid. Like, I was like 5 and 6. And we lived in 2 different houses before we lived in the house
wait,
I live
wait,
in now.
The house that you live in now?
No, the house that she lives in
oh.
was the house that my family moved into when we came here from Jersey like
oh.
15 years ago.
So she took over?
No, there were like 2 people after her, and then her family moved in. But I mean, it's fucking crazy.
That's pretty weird.
And I sleep in the same bedroom I did when I was 5. It's kind of weird.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
So she's
it's
like...
Small fucking world.
Got your bedroom.
Yeah.
Weird.
No, yeah, she's got my bedroom.
Hmm. So you could be like, is my cum stain still on the wall?
I was like
from
4.
It's my...
Are the Sears fucking bra section magazines still stuffed in the wall?
Sears.
Oh, man.
On that note...
we are pushing an hour, I believe.
Yeah, so we're going to go and I'm going to play my dude Rubberino's band's, which is called Down Beast. And it's got like a kind of a rawness to it, which
yeah,
I like.
Yeah, it's definitely
it's like lo-fi.
Yeah. It's
so,
room recording, so.
So it's good.
Don't expect the best sound, but
I
mean,
I like it.
Yeah,
I like
music,
the way
though.
I like the way that it's
fucking
sounds.
Yeah.
Like,
they got a
feels
good feel
like it fits
to
it, you yeah. know. But anyway, this is Down Beast with it says new untitled John. And enjoy. And Ate Mais.
Ate Mais.
So I hope I find you patience when you can't wait. For everything to fall into place, it was never that easy. Measure your footsteps to be you, be trusted. Time that is steady, melody and guide your wandering heart to its resting place.
I wanna touch you, 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 wanna touch you